It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, Jackson Public Schools, Al Rowe Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Catholic Schools, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, OmniSource, the Kraft Agency, and Jamie Gray's Meridian Wealth Management.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Well, Paul Varner, and we are live at Columbia Central High School tonight as the Golden Eagles host the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Battle of the Birds tonight here, Paul, and it's a couple people. While neither one's really great, they are pretty evenly matched. So I think what I like here is that we got a couple teams that are playing to kind of get some rhythm going into the end of the season, make some noise late, and maybe get themselves in a position to play well in the postseason.
Yeah, exactly. Again, we mentioned before, as we flip the calendar to February here, everybody's trying to get playing their best basketball here at the end of the season. And I know talking to Coach Bradley earlier today, he's happy with where his team's at right now. He feels like they're gelling and coming together, finally starting to learn to play together and play the right way. We mentioned that before. And he's happy with where they're at, and he thinks, again, this is a good test for him. Again, with another team that, you know, you feel it's a winnable game, you want to get after it and see where you're at.
Yeah. Columbia Central, the host team here, coming into the game 3-8 in the season, 3-4 in their league. They lost six straight before winning on January 30th in their last game against Hudson, 57-39. Nice win for them. They've only scored 50 or more four times this season, so offense is something that's been kind of tough to come by for Columbia Central.
Well, and if that's the case, I see them warming up here, and they were just doing the four-man shell drill, so they're working on their defense. So if you're not scoring over 50, you better make sure that you're D-ing it up pretty good, and I think that they're ready to do that. Along this time of year, Coach Stewart is telling me that they've dealt with a lot of injuries and a lot of sickness. I think they're going around pretty much everywhere.
Sure.
So they've been forced to bring up some JV guys from their JV team. And he thinks that they're kind of getting over the hump, and he's looking forward to these last few weeks of the season.
Yeah, coming off that 57-39 win, they'll be looking for momentum. Vandercook Lake maybe already having found momentum. They're 3-7 on the year and 2-5 in the Cascades Conference, but coming in here on a two-game win streak, including a 58-51 overtime thriller at Addison, and then in their last game, or 57-49 at East Jackson. A couple road wins in the Cascades Conference. Got to come in here feeling pretty good about what you've been doing.
Absolutely, and anytime you can win on the road in any conference, and especially in the Cascades Conference, those are good wins, and they had to battle in both of those games. From what I was told, they held a 19-2 lead in the first quarter of that game at East Jackson. EJ came back and actually took the lead and held a maybe a 5 or 6 point lead before the Jayhawks were able to pull away at the end. So it should be a fun one here tonight.
A couple of guys I'm keeping my eye on here, and it's actually it's younger players. It's a couple of sophomores for the home court Golden Eagles here. It's Ethan Stewart, and he's the coach's son. But what I like is he seems to be a really heady player. He's got good ball handling skills. He can score when he needs to, but it feels like he really likes to get his teammates involved. And I think he's going to be an important guy if he gets some rhythm going in the offense, that he can get comfortable and really guide this team a little bit.
Yeah, again, he's a sophomore playing his first year of varsity, and it takes some time to figure it out, especially as a point guard, where you know, probably the most important position on the court, and he's doing well and he's learning, and he's again kind of pushing that team forward in their pursuit of a little better play here down the stretch.
There's got to be a little bit of a dynamic in there where you're coming in as an underclassman, the older players, you got to kind of earn their respect through the season so they can trust you, and there's got to, you know, no inside knowledge of this at all, but I got to imagine there's a player or two who thinks they might be better off to be starting instead. You know, that kind of rivalry that you get, that to me feeds some competitive players.
Well, sure, and when your dad is a coach, the head coach too, that might add some another dynamic to it as well. But I think Ethan has played his way, you know, into that starting lineup and deserves it.
Yeah, when we saw them earlier this season, no question that he belonged on the floor when he's out there. Meanwhile, for the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks, same scenario. It's a sophomore player who I think is really fun to watch and very talented, as Demarion Smith. Really showed us some skills in that game we saw over at their gym at Vander Cook Lake. I think they lost that game, but he came out and really showed that he can get into the lane when he wants to, and a lot of the time he's looking to pass out of there. But if he can finish too, really makes himself a dual threat to really make teams have to figure out a way to defend him, and that's going to open up some shots for other players.
Absolutely, and Demarion is a really special athlete. He's very quick, shifty. The things that you like out of a point guard. He can shoot it a little bit. I've seen him shoot it. Maybe his shot selection sometimes is not exactly what the coach wants, but Coach Bradley, he mentioned him when I talked to him, and he said he's their engine. He's the guy that sets the tone, sets the tempo for them. And I know they're a team that wants to run. They want to get up and down the court, and certainly score in the 60s or 70s if possible.
Yeah.
And Demarion's going to be a key to that.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Just not just the speed, but the change of speed that he's able to give them, where one minute he's casually going up the floor, the next minute he's already at the basket trying to finger roll something home. So a couple of sophomores that I really want to keep my eye on here during this game. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things set for tip-off. It's the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks visiting here at Columbia Central High School, the Golden Eagles, on WKHM, and we are broadcasting live around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Central High School, Golden Eagles, here hosting the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks tonight. High school basketball, action level non-conference matchup here. Columbia Central will come out with a starting lineup that is, they mixed it up a little bit, but they get the seniors on the floor when you look at Aiden Adams, senior guard out here. And then you've got Sam Like. He's a forward, but he's that power guy. He's the hard-nosed guy who gets the stuff done down in the lane, gets offensive rebounds, stuff like that.
Yep.
Like Caleb Shea is the size guy. He's the tallest guy probably in the game all night tonight.
He will be. He'll be the tallest by 3 or 4 inches, I'm going to say.
And not a lot of height on either one of these squads. And then you've got a two sophomore tandem working as part of the backcourt, too, and Ethan Stewart and Cameron Adams for Columbia Central. Meanwhile, over in the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks squadron, we've got a little bit more youth, but then we do go with some seniors and Jeff Adams and Andrew Frome. Frome likes to fire off the triple. I think we saw that in that earlier game for these guys. And then you've got the senior C.J. Adams, who is just a nice player. Seems to be a really nice kid, too. He was very candid with us, sharing some of his favorites when we were over at Vander Cook Lake. Just seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, a great kid. Takes college classes during the day at school. And also probably one of those unsung heroes who Coach Bradley mentioned. CJ's one of the big reasons why they've won two in a row.
Then you've got Gavin Cooper, junior, and Demarion Smith, as we mentioned earlier in the pregame, the sophomore point guard for the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks. As we run out of time here on the pregame clock, we're going to get things set for tip-off. Let's take another two-minute break here. 2 minutes on the pregame. We'll come back with a tip-off here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
High school tonight brought to you by some fantastic sponsors like Stephanie Bosonic Mortimer of RE/MAX Mid-Michigan. Columbia School District, learning today, leading tomorrow. Glad we could get our sponsor squad on the radio tonight for what looks like could be a pretty good matchup. Do you have any keys to victory tonight, Paul?
Well, I think for the Jayhawks, again, from Coach Bradley himself, he said their key is their team defense. He feels as they, when they can defend together and be connected on the defensive end, it gives them a chance. I think, too, just in watching the Jayhawks play a couple times this year, they're a team that's going to need to be able to make some shots, make some threes, hit some threes, open things up a little bit. And I think a lot of that comes with shot selection. You mentioned Andrew Frome. He's a great shooter. I have him in gym class, and he can shoot the lights out when he takes good shots. He'll sometimes force some, and those are hard to make.
Oh, exactly. I think that was one of the things we noticed right away about him in the last game is that he likes to shoot. He's good at shooting, and he likes to shoot. And he took some shots that, as his coach, I would have discouraged him from taking. But sometimes you have a guy like that who, if he's not in rhythm of the offense, kind of feels like he has to force his way in, and it's not always a bad thing. And I think the coach, hopefully, is on top of reining him in when he needs to and letting him go when he doesn't.
Right, and I'm sure he's seen him in practice. I'm sure he's seen him make a bunch of really tough shots in practice. So, you know, it's kind of the, you know, you got to score, but sometimes you just got to make good shots, take good shots, and maybe give up an okay shot for a better one.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think there are a lot of players who don't necessarily recognize the difference, and that's part of the process of getting better at the game. 8 minutes on the clock, and we've got the squad out on the floor from Vandercook Lake. Some final instructions happening down on the other end of the floor for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles with Coach Troy Stewart. Early in his tenure out here as head coach.
Yeah, his first year here, and, you know, as he was saying how as a first-year coach, you're hoping to win every game, but when they went through that long losing streak, it was a little difficult, but, you know, he's keeping the boys together, and he knows that the most important time of the season is coming up, and they continue to work, and he's happy.
Jump ball is up and taps. Caleb Shea using his size advantage to tap it back to Stewart. Ethan Stewart bringing it up over the middle part of the court. Driving into the paint early. Gets past the defender. Loses on the way in, and Fromm gets the steal. Marion Smith into the corner for Adams. Back to Smith now at the top for C.J. Adams. Now going to the corner for Fromm.
Both teams man-to-man here tonight, Steve.
Jeff Adams had it there. Now at the top for Smith, kind of resetting things. Gets a screen at the top. Dribbled it off his foot. Fromm there to save it, though. Got in the corner and maybe took a step too many. Gets a traveling violation and a turnover to start for both squads here.
Vandercook will extend their pressure and try to speed this game up a little bit.
Adams comes out to pick up at the midcourt line. Aiden Adams in the corner for Light. Adams now cuts into the elbow, gets all the way to the bucket. Layup is good. Nice job by Adams to see that clear lane and take it all the way to the rack for a clear shot. Fromm quickly back up the floor for the Jayhawks to the top for Adams. And that is Jeff Adams in the corner. Fires, left it short. Rebounded by Vandercook. And another traveling call. The Jayhawk offensive end of the court. That one I didn't quite...
That was Gavin Cooper who grabbed the offensive rebound. Looks like he pivoted, and the official he maybe drug his pivot, but
perhaps. I'll take his word for it. It's his job. Ethan Stewart feeding down low to Caleb Shea. And nice job to work it to Shea, even against Cooper, who's not a small player. But the matchup for Shea was the advantage was clear for Caleb Shea. 4-0 now, Columbia Central. 6:29 to go first quarter. Jeff Adams in the corner to the top for Fromm, swinging around to the left side for Smith. And he'll dribble to the top and reset the offense for the Jayhawks. Patience here for the Jayhawk offense.
Looks like they're going to call a set play here.
One from the right wing. Adams to the top for Fromm. Gets a look at the three now, dribbles into the elbow area, picks up into the corner for Smith. He'll drive baseline from there, got a step. Feeds into the lane. Too many guys down there. Ethan Stewart on the run out here. Fast break. No numbers. So he stops to pass it back, and then we get another traveling violation. And that one I saw.
We might set a record for traveling violations tonight.
Certainly here. Just 2 minutes, 8 seconds into the tilt. And we've had three of them piled up so far. Is that a stat that you're keeping track of over this all?
Didn't think I needed to, but I guess I will.
Marion Smith, right wing for the Jayhawks, gets the screen into the paint and passes back out to Jeff Adams. He'll drive baseline. No room there. Comes in the middle of the floor. Passes across to Smith, all alone for three. Wide open. Look, missed it. Short rebound comes to Cooper, and he'll take a putback shot. And a good look. Evan Cooper with a couple of early offensive rebounds. And a nice job with the patience on offense to get a wide open three-point shot for Smith. Even though he doesn't make it, they get the offensive rebound. Stewart now looking to drive on the other end for Columbia. Floats one up, missed it, but offensive rebound. Got his own rebound for a moment. Adams gets it, passes off to Caleb Shea, and again, size advantage down low, and Shea's able to score it. He's got 4 out of these 6 points so far for Columbia Central.
And Shea's height advantage is definitely playing early here.
There's a drive from C.J. Adams. Puts it up strong. Missed it. Comes back and gets his own rebound. In traffic. Scoops around a defender. How do you get that one to go? Great spin off the glass.
The scoop and the score.
And, oh, Jeff Adams bleeding here as he comes off the floor. You can see it on his lips. Sometimes you get the official telling you there's blood. You don't always see it. He's clearly got, I don't know, maybe some dry skin there on the lip, and it busted open easily. I know this time of year that can happen. So contact out on the floor. Ethan Stewart with the basketball. 6-4 lead for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles with 4:38 to go first quarter. Stewart out to Adams. That's Cameron Adams. We got a lot of Adams is on the floor. Matter of fact, four. Two for each squad. C.J. Adams with the rebound on the missed shot. Up the floor quickly to Fromm. And he'll dribble into the middle of the court. Lost it for a moment. Picks it back up. Sets up at the top of the key and hands off to Demarion Smith, where he'll reset the offense. Trailing by two here. They can tie it or go ahead. Screen from Cooper. Smith into the lane. Gets real deep and scores it off the glass. And he seems to have that ability to get inside like that.
It's just a matter of whether he can finish or not.
Yeah. And this time he does. Tied up at six with 4 minutes to go first quarter. Looking for Shea down low. Cooper does a good job of fronting him in the post. And they really are just looking to get down there. Double team comes. This time he goes around to Stewart. Light from the elbow drives. Gets deep and puts it off the glass. I like that. We've only had, I think, one three-pointer attempt so far here.
Nice Paul. Execution there by Columbia Central.
Both teams seem to want to get into the lane tonight. 8-6 lead for the Golden Eagles. Chance to answer here for the Jayhawks. Demarion Smith near the mid-court area. Dribbles into the top of the key. Stops and pulls for three. That's going to be off. Rebounded by Shea. Columbia Central with a stop. Ethan Stewart running the break up the right side. No numbers, but he's still going to penetrate. Gets past Smith. Double clutch off the glass. Got him right in the grill, and he still finishes. Ethan Stewart with a nice play in the lane. 3:12 to go, and he's going to put it 10-6.
That was a real nice job by Stewart there with a little stop-and-go move that the hesitation drew Demarion Smith to him, and he was able to blow by and get the foul. And the times I've seen Vandercook play, Demarion Smith has had a tendency to get in foul trouble, and that'll be a big key for him.
Stewart hits the free throw, and it's been fun to kind of see these two sophomores go at each other, though Stewart, after the three-point play, will go to the bench. Substitution bringing in Ashton Ballack.
Yeah, you mentioned on the pregame the two sophomores, and they're going right at each other.
Smith will bring it up now, trailing 11-6 is Jayhawks. Jayhawks have made a substitution also on the floor now for them, Easton Stoddard. Smith, I think he had a shot blocked there. Caleb Shea's size again coming into play. Ballack bringing it up the floor. Gives it to Zach Lutz on the left wing. High post now for Caleb Shea into the paint. Drops it down for Light deep. And he leans in and puts a strong one off the glass. That's going to get a timeout from the Vandercook Lake bench. We'll take one as well. Full timeout, 60-second break, 13-6. Columbia Central leads at WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM.
First half inbound for Vandercook Lake out of the timeout. And we mentioned, Paul, the Columbia's been having some success going down in the post. What do you do if you're Vandercook to respond to that?
Well, they're going to have to change their defense maybe. You mentioned before trying to front the post a little bit, maybe getting some weak side help, and a lot of pressure on the ball will help.
Columbia pressuring Demarion Smith. Demarion Smith, he drives, drops it off. Nice look to get an open shot for C.J. Adams, and he put it up a little strong on the bottom rim. And that's a miss, rebounded by Columbia. Shea at the top, swings it around to Lutz in the corner. He'll skip past it over to Ballack, who jab steps and drives, stops to step inside the free throw line and floats it, missed it, but there's Shea with another offensive rebound and putback. And 9-point lead now for Columbia as they're on a bit of a run here. Rome trying to get his own shot there. Nothing there. Pass up to Gavin Cooper. He'll drive from the wing. Now over to the right wing into the corner for Adams. Adams passes out to Marion Smith at the right wing. He'll drive from there. Gets deep. Drops it for Rome at the elbow. He'll take a step over and fire from the free throw line. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. And then quick hands by Ballack. Knocks it away, but it'll stay down here with the Vandercook Lake offense. Sorry, I did have an incorrect name, Nico Hilliard. I was looking at the Jayhawks. side of the roster there. Here comes Demarion Smith with the basketball for Vandercook, right out near the mid-circle, setting up the offense, and they go into motion. Cooper at the high post, hands off to Smith, driving around. Good pickup there by Ballack to come out and close off the lane. Grom with a deep three, short. Ballack right there for the rebound. Ballack finds himself in the right place, right time, gets it up the floor to Adams. And there's a drive. Aiden flips between two defenders, put it up a little too strong, and missed it. Rebounded by Vandercook, so they got a chance to cut into this nine-point advantage again. Marianne Smith at the top, comes left wing for Cooper. We'll go back to Smith, and he'll hold it out. Vandercook really running these step plays when they have a chance.
Trying to be patient, trying to get a good look. The Columbia defense, though, is just too good right now.
And there's a slide by Adams, loses the handle, and Columbia comes up with the loose ball. That again, Aiden Adams making the play. Ballack gets back to Adams' right wing. Top for Ballack, looks to swing it, no, goes back to Adams. And we get a timeout from the Columbia Central bench. With 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter, let's keep it here on the broadcast for a moment. Talk about the K105.3 Chili Cook-Off coming up on Sunday. Paul, you going?
I have not made plans to go yet. But,
all right. Get your crew together. Come down to $5. I know you got $5. If you don't, come see me. We can get you some kind of a radio station employee discount. And all the chili you can find, not to mention Kev Nichols playing guitar out there. And just a good chance to rub elbows with the best of the best of the Jackson community. The chili is pretty awesome.
I'm sure it is. Do they have grilled cheese by chance there?
You know what? I don't know if they do. I'll bring some.
I like to dip my grilled cheese in the chili.
You like to have some grilled cheese to dip in your chili. That's not a bad play. 20 seconds, Columbia Central ball out of the timeout, leading 15-6.
The Jayhawks go 1-3-1.
Switch up the defense there a little bit. Maybe throw a wrench in whatever Coach Stewart drew up at the timeout. And Jeff Adams nearly had the steal stepped out of bounds. Columbia will keep it now with 8.3 to go. Quick sub off the Jayhawk bench coming into the game is Jabari Banford, replacing Crum. 8.3 to go here.
You got to make sure you go all the way down to check in.
The official score.
Jabari was a little,
inbound to Ballack, 7 seconds. Into the corner, and there is Hilliard with a three. Missed. Rebounded Vandercook, and they're going to run out of time. At the end of one, 15-6. Columbia Central leading by 9 at home here at WKHM, WKHM.com. Back after a 1 minute commercial break. Steve Boyle, Paul Varner, 8 minutes on the clock here, ready for the second quarter. Vandercook Lake trailing by 9, and they started out kind of keeping pace, but they've been on a long scoring drought. As Cooper steps back and ends the drought with a deep two pointer, but a good looking shot kind of at the elbow, and then he kind of took a step back to find some space.
Gavin's a real good athlete, plays quarterback on the football team, good baseball player, three-sport athlete.
Hilliard in the corner, gets out to the top for Ballack, and he's open for the triple look off the heel. Hilliard rebounds, puts his shoulder in, dives into the lane. He got a shot block, but I guess there was some contact down there.
Vandercook comes out again and plays the extended 1-3-1 with Demarion Smith down as the one at the bottom, and you know, that just leads to the offensive rebounds, and Hilliard came flying in to grab that board. And
he's got some good size down there, too. He's going about 6'2", 6'3". And a strong 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, and showed some real good athleticism there, jumping up to get that board.
Caleb Shea comes back into the game for the Eagles here. Ethan Stewart, Caleb Shea, Hilliard, Aiden Adams, and that is Cameron Adams off on the floor. So a couple sophomores back out there for the Golden Eagles. Rebounded on the missed free throw. Adams, CJ.
You're safe that you just say Adams usually here tonight.
If I miss the guy's jersey, I'm just going to say Adams, and I got a pretty good chance that it's the right last name at least. Screen for Vandercook. Hand off to Frome. He's got a good look at a triple there. Little off to the side. But rebound to Jeff Adams, and the putback is good. He just kind of swooped in weak side. Stole that rebound away, and nobody there defending at the rack, and they cut the lead to 6 here with 7 minutes to go in the half. Columbia quickly up the floor. Hilliard beat everybody down but missed the shot. Rebound tapped out long, and Columbia will keep it. Aiden and Cameron Adams playing a little catch out here beyond the arc. Uh-oh, gets it out to Stewart. Back to Aiden Adams. Now Stewart, right wing, deep, calling for a screen, or the high post, rather. Adams in the corner, skips to Stewart. Pump fakes the triple, floats one from the elbow. No. Jeff Adams rebounds, and Vanderkook gets away with another stop here. 6.5 to go, and they can cut the lead to 4. Adams driving. Passes back out. There's another open look for 3, and that one rattles in. Little shooter's roll for Easton Stoddard. And it's a 3-point game.
That's how quickly you can get right back into the game. Couple stops, couple scores.
Game of runs here. I say that all the time. There's another steal by Adams. Columbia will steal it back and then knocked away again from. Andrew now on the offensive end. Dribbles in. Gets tied up there. We'll get a traveling violation. Lost his footing a little bit. Might have got bumped. Knocked off kilter, but he did take an extra step.
Maybe just in a little bit of a hurry. There was a helter-skelter play there with 2 or 3 turnovers right in a row, and that's where you got to dribble it out and get the offense set up.
Under 6 minutes to go here in the half. 16-13, Vanderkook trails and setting up that kind of half-court pressure here, looking to trap as they get over that midline. Shea now right wing. They break the pressure. Adams to Stewart left wing. Skip pass over to Cameron Adams. Drops it down to Shea on the post. Out to Stewart. He's bumped. Leans in and scoops one. Missed it. And on the rebound attempt, Fromm touched it last. And it'll stay Columbia Central ball.
The 1-3-1 has definitely changed the tempo of the game here for the Jayhawks. And Columbia's having a little bit tougher time scoring.
Yeah, they're kind of doubling Shea when he gets down low. At least they've got two guys there nearby if they need him. As Stewart misses the three-pointer, Shea misses the putback, and Stoddard comes in like a bullet to get that rebound. And then he's up the floor equally as fast from left wing. Adams to the top of the key, surveying the floor. Takes a couple dribbles in toward the elbow area. Now to the top of Stoddard, another look for 3. Hit the last one. That one halfway down and rattles out. Stewart's got it now. Coming up for Columbia Central. Slows it down left wing. Into the corner for Cameron Adams. Back out to Stewart, though. That zone there. Vanderkook really moving well, too, with the ball. As there's a drive for Stewart. Missed the layup again, and Jeff Adams swoops in for the rebound. Vanderkook, another trip down the floor where they stopped that Columbia offense. Hold them to 1 shot. Oh, and a steal. Stewart ahead of everyone. Adams, what a hustle to get back down the floor. The block! Jeff Adams coming down. Head of steam, gets the block, and Vanderkook gets another stop.
Great hustle play by Jeff Adams. Went 94 feet to make that block.
Vanderkook, patience. Adams going to take the three-pointer, and missed it, but Stoddard the offensive rebound, and a nice, looks like the Mike and drill down low with the lefty layup.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It looks like the Mike and drill.
16-15, a steal by Adams. And Easton Stewart slides through and gets the turnover back. Sam Leick back on the floor for the Eagles. Cameron Adams in the corner. Now back out to Stewart. Aiden Adams would take a look at a 3 from the right side. Missed it. Shea, another offensive rebound. Adams in the lane. And Aiden Adams pulled that one up from his hip. Got it off the glass. Tough shot, but he made it. And it's 18-15.
Again, it's those offensive rebounds that are hurting the Jayhawks here right now. And trying to block out of that zone is tough.
Fromm with a nice lefty jump hook. I didn't know he had that kind of touch off the glass and through with the left hand. And it's 18-17. Stewart gets up the floor to Shea. Still getting through that Vanderkook pressure in the corner for Cameron Adams. Now Aiden Adams, left wing, will swing it to the top of the key for Stewart. Back to Adams. Kind of working a 3-man game here on the left side. Spacing seems a little off. I don't know if they're sure how to attack the zone. Adams does get an open look for 3 from the top, and he'll miss it. Shea going in for the rebound, but
strong rebound.
Yeah, Adams. Stays strong, steals it away. He's limping his way up the floor right now, under 3 minutes in the half. 18-17, Columbia up by 1. Vanderkook with the basketball. And we'll get a timeout from the Jayhawks bench. Let's take a 30-second break ourselves. 18-17 here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Steve Boyle, Paul Varner here. 2:48 to go, first half of action on WKHM. 18-17. Vanderkook has managed to storm back here in the second quarter after trailing by 9 at the end of 1.
The 1-3-1 defense definitely kind of changed the game in the favor of the Jayhawks here in the second quarter.
Yeah, they've really kind of mitigated Caleb Shea down in the paint. If Gavin Cooper's got it outside of the arc, dribbling to the top of the key, swings around to the right corner. Nothing there. Cooper back out top. He'll look to drive in a little bit. Shea with the quick hands knocks it away. Goes out of bounds with the State Jayhawk ball right there in front of the Columbia Central bench.
Coach Bradley calling for more movement. One guy dribbling, four guys standing. That usually doesn't get it done.
The inbound to Jabari Banford on the floor now for the Jayhawks. The right wing now to the top for Cooper. Hits the cutter through the lane. Stoddard. Now they do try to go down low to Cooper cutting into the lane and stolen. Here come the Eagles. Ballack up to Adams, back out to Ballack. Adams right side. That's Cameron Adams. Sophomore. Aiden Adams has it now. Back to Ballack working it outside the perimeter. As Shea tries to cut in back door. Now they get to the high post for Light. He jab steps, gets in there. Double team, puts it up between the double team. Shea's there to tap it. So another offensive rebound, Caleb Shea, and a 2017 lead for Columbia Central.
They got the stop, but they couldn't secure the defensive rebound.
Stoddard working against Ballack. Ballack is doing a nice job, knocks it away. He's got the steal run out here. One-on-one, gets into the air, double clutch, and gets it to go. Ashton Ballack, junior guard here with the knockaway and then the finish at the other end.
A little 4-0 run for the Eagles after the timeout.
22-17, our score with a minute 16. Cooper left wing, drives from there into the paint, now passes out to an open corner three-point attempt. And that's missed. That one was Zach Lutz. Columbia coming back down. Sam Like on the baseline out to Ballack. Cameron Adams, they swing it all the way around to Aiden Adams. They'll double him in the corner. Gets to the high post for Like. They'll double him there. Back to the corner for Adams for three, and he has struggled from outside so far. Like with an offensive rebound. Takes it in strong with the guy hanging on his arm. He finishes and a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play with 45 seconds to go here in the first half, 22-17. And make that 24 after the bucket and a chance to stretch that lead back out to 8 points.
Again, just the inability to secure the defensive rebound. And again, when you're scrambling as much as the Jayhawks are and they're 1-3-1 trying to trap in the corners, trying to trap out high, it just leaves guys open if you can get the ball movement and get a shot and then get to the offensive boards.
A little out-of-town scoreboard update for us at the Michigan Center-Grass Lake game. After one, Grass Lake leads 18-10. Grass Lake girls there. Fantastic matchup in Cascades Conference Girls Hoops. It's the free throw, 24-17 is where we stand with 30 seconds to go. Gavin Cooper open, look for three off the side rim, rebounded by Ballack, and Stoddard hanging back to try and get a steal and instead gets a foul. But I got to be honest, Paul, there's not a lot of fouls called in this game so far.
I was just going to say, Columbia has not had a single foul called on them in the first.
Generally, if you're going out there and your opponent has no fouls, you're going to kind of be riding the officials, but really, the Jayhawks with only four, with only 23 seconds to go, it's not that uneven.
Right. They are definitely letting them play tonight, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah, not that there's been a lot of contact either. Both teams
keeping
it pretty clean. It's been a pretty fun game here. With 24-17, the score 23-1 to go in the first half.
You know, when I was coaching Steve, one of the big pet peeves of mine was end of quarter time clock management. And, you know, Gavin Cooper came down and took kind of a questionable three-point shot. You know, now you give Columbia the ball back with, they're trying to figure it out on the clock right now. About 24 seconds, I think, left in the quarter. But those are big swings, especially when you got a chance to either cut in the lead or grow your lead and you take a bad shot or make a turnover and it gives the other team a chance to gain that momentum for themselves.
Right, and you'll see in the NBA sometimes with the shot clock, they'll try to get a quick shot up so that they can get a second possession within that time. There's a steal, Jeff Adams, fast break, and he'll finish it. So big defensive play again, Jeff Adams. And they cut the lead to five, and now with 13 seconds, Columbia Central's got to worry about getting a couple points swing, and there's a steal by Fromm. Adams out on the run again. And Columbia will recover it. Ballack takes a look up at the clock, 3 seconds, fires the triple, miss. Prom rebounds, and that's another. Look at Ashton Balak when he grabs that ball with his presence of mind to look up and see how much time he's got. Took a nice open look from the top of the key for three, didn't hit it, but really nice to see him just grab the ball and have the presence of mind to be able to look up and see how much time he's got.
And he made a great play. He I think he had the turnover, but stuck with it, didn't hang his head, didn't pout and sulk, and read the pass from Frohm, got the tip and steal, and like you said, had the presence of mind to get up a shot right there at the end of the half.
Sometimes people who aren't aware, they know there's a few seconds left, but they don't know how many, so they might grab it and fire up something from half court when, hey, you got a couple more seconds to take a better shot.
Right.
So, really pleased to see that, young kids understanding the game like that. 19-24, Vandercook Lake trails, but they punched their way back in, and they definitely look like they can play with this team. And really, I guess, nice call by Coach Bradley to go to that zone there in the second quarter.
Yeah, I think he realized early on that that Caleb Shea had a big advantage inside, and that was going to be Columbia's game plan, was to get inside there. They were basically four out on the perimeter and Shea posting up, and he just kind of had a field day. And even still, he finished with 8 points and a couple of offensive rebound and putbacks. So that'll be a key for the Jayhawks to keep him off the boards and make him work a little bit harder to score.
All right, we are at the half, 24-19. The home court, Columbia Central Golden Eagles with the 5-point advantage as the teams head to the locker room. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back to look at the halftime numbers and set things up for the second half here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. 3-minute break. Steve Boyle, Paul Varner here at the half, Columbia Central High School, where the Golden Eagles have held on to a 5-point advantage, 24-19. They gave a couple away there at the end. Vandercook Lake, I think, that pressure that they were using was starting to yield some results, too, as they were looking to trap at half court. Jeff Adams, certainly with a couple steals there, really showing active hands.
Yeah, it's, when you go to that kind of press and pressure, you're going to give something up to try to get something else. And it definitely took Columbia Central out of what they were wanting to do. And they looked very comfortable, Columbia did, in the first quarter against the man-to-man defense from Vandercook Lake. And then you mentioned they did not look nearly as comfortable in the second quarter. And again, I think it was the most of the points that they scored in the second quarter against that pressure 1-3-1 was either on offensive rebounds or they had a couple of runouts with, after turnover or steal. So, I think both teams are really kind of happy where they're at right now at in the halftime locker room, and they both feel that they, have a chance to win this game still.
Yeah, 24-19 our score. And how do we get to 24 points for the Golden Eagles?
Well, looks
unofficially.
Like, unofficially, of course. Leading them in scoring was Caleb Shea with 8 points. Next was Sam Lyke. He had 6 points. We had Aiden Adams from the Adams family with four. Ashton Balak, who came in off the bench and played a real strong half for the Golden Eagles, he had two. Nico Hilliard had two, and Ethan Stewart had three.
Sharing the ball pretty well there for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Meanwhile, for Vandercook Lake, how they get to their 19-point total.
Kind of the same thing for Vandercook. It's pretty spread out, and we kind of expected that. But Easton Stoddard, he came off the bench and hit a three and had a two-point basket for five points. Gavin Cooper had four. Demarion Smith, again, saddled with some foul trouble. Seems to be a history with him. He finished with 2 points and a half. C.J. Adams had five. He had 2 points, and looks like he's maybe dealing with a knee injury or something, looks like, here on the bench.
Like maybe a cramp or Charlie Horse or something. He was definitely limping at one point during the half there.
I thought maybe a hamstring. Andrew Frohm, the runner-up in Division III cross-country meet this past fall, he finished with 2 points. And Jeff Adams, you mentioned, he finished four. And, again, he's just got a motor that does not end. And they're going to need him to put some points up on the board for him.
Yeah, Frohm probably doesn't get winded too frequently out there running.
No, he can go up and down the court.
It's good lung capacity on that youngster. Hey, let's take 2 minutes here to wrap up the halftime. We'll come back and get the second half started. 24-19 Columbia Central leads on WKHM and WKHM.com. T-Boyle, Paul Varner, and we are back here ready to go for the third quarter. We'll get 8 minutes up on the clock. Just four fouls the entire first half, and they were all against Vander Cook Lake.
Yeah, you don't see that very often in today's basketball, but maybe these referees have a hot bait tonight or something. I don't know.
They wouldn't want to miss the conclusion of that girls' basketball game over at 95-9, the Power Cow.
That's right.
8 minutes to go here, third quarter, 25-19 the score. Columbia Central with the lead and the basketball to start. Ethan Stewart and the full starting lineup on the floor right now for Golden Eagles. And it looks like for both squads with the starting lineup. And right out of the opening possession, Columbia Central gets a layup for Aiden Adams.
Yeah, nice job executing there against the 1-3-1. They got it right inside, wide open shot.
Good look for three for Adams. CJ there. The top of the key missed it, and the rebound comes out to Cameron Adams for Columbia Central. Aiden Adams, right wing. Sam Light trying to sneak in there back. Looks like he was open. Now he's triple teamed down low. Drops it off to Caleb Shea. Caleb gets it quickly up on the rim, missed it, and now we'll get a over the back call, as they like to say. Looks like Sam Light had rebounding position, and Adams a little too aggressive on trying to overcome that.
CJ feels like he just jumped straight up, but the referee thought otherwise.
26-19, 7:16 to go third quarter here on WKHM. Thanks to some of our sponsors here, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Northwest Community School, Craft Agency. Tomorrow night, another doubleheader at Jackson College, the women and the men taking on Ancilla College. We'll get that started about 5:15 in the afternoon. And to get back-to-back games, this time the men will open up the action, the women, the finale in that one. As they get an inbound to the high post to Light, over into the corner for Caleb Shea, showing some range, hits the triple. And that 10-point lead is the biggest of the game for Columbia Central. Andrew Fromm tries to answer and does. And that's really his first clean look at a three-pointer this game.
And he can knock him down if he gets those feet set and doesn't fade away. That seems to be the thing that he likes to do.
It drifts a little bit sometimes. That one was good, 29-22. Shea out to Stewart. Good ball movement here, and an open three for Cameron Adams, and he shows a little bit of range there. Puts the lead back to 10, exchanging three-point shots right now with 6.5 to go in the third. It's a 10-point game. Marianne Smith with the basketball. And then up into the set going. Cooper at the elbow. Out the front. He had it open for a minute. Just to Adams. Adams will drive. Gets deep. And takes it up against the taller Shea. And sometimes you just got to attack those big guys. And Jeff Adams gets the two-point bucket there.
Yeah, the quick one-step beat Adams to the bucket.
Aiden Adams over to Ethan Stewart. Back to Aiden. Now down to Shea on the baseline. Marion Smith comes in with the steal. Had to save it from going out of bounds, and it goes right back to Columbia. Ethan Stewart to fire up the jumper from the elbow, uses the glass, and gets it to go. I don't know if he called that bank, but it counts anyway, 34-24. Open look for three, and these two offenses that did not shoot exceptionally well in the first half have come out here firing.
On fire here in the third quarter.
34-27 now, 5.5 to go in the third. Ethan Stewart going against that half-court pressure here from Vander Cook. Breaks it up to Cameron Adams. He'll get into the elbow, drops it down to the baseline for Like. Out to Stewart. Stewart a little too casual on the pass. Adams with quick hands steals it. And Stewart comes and pressures him and forces him to turn it over. Stewart will maybe be a little more intentional with his passing here. He drives, floats one in the lane. And no. Caleb Shea offensive rebound again. And drops it off there for Cameron Adams.
What a nice play there by Shea, who got the offensive rebound and the pass all in one motion, dumped it off to Adams for the easy two.
We've got Marion Smith at the top of the key, dribbling left. Now gives it to Fromm, 4:44 to go. There's an open look for three, Smith, and he hits it to Marion Smith, the sensational sophomore here at Vander Cook Lake with a triple, and these point totals are just climbing up, still only 5 fouls total in the game. Vander Cook with 1 here in the half. Shea in the corner to Stewart. Right side for Adams. Stewart now will take a 3. And he hit it!
They took the seal off the hoops at halftime.
Yeah, they put bigger rims on when we weren't looking. 39-30. Columbia maintaining a lead here. And if you're Vandercook, at some point you can't keep exchanging punches. You got to get a few of them in a row. And there's a drive by Smith and a block by Cameron Adams.
You got to believe that the hot shooting is going to tail off at some point, so you just got to keep at it.
Upside for Cameron Adams. He's going to drive in, passes out. Stewart open for three. And again, he knocks it down. If it's going to stop, it hasn't stopped yet. 42-30. So after this offensive barrage by both teams, that's a 12-point advantage for the home court Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Time out on the floor, but let's take a look at that out-of-town scoreboard at the half. Michigan Center Grass Lake tied now at 27 apiece.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. I know Michigan Center girls are not going to go down easy here tonight. And they lost the first matchup on their home court, so
yeah.
I think they're going to try to return the favor tonight.
42-30, our score here on the floor, Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Learning today, leading tomorrow here at Columbia Central High School. Vandercook like Jayhawks in the huddle here getting some coaching here from Coach Bradley, and he's got the whiteboard out, drawing a little something up maybe down there.
And you can't really be too upset with the defense and with the intensity that they're playing on the defensive end. Columbia has definitely come out, and they've spread the floor a little bit. They moved the ball a little bit more, and they're getting open shots. And I think they've only missed one shot so far in this third quarter.
3:46 to go in the third, 42-30. Columbia Central lead. And they'll set up a little bit of pressure here, it looks like, on the inbound for Vandercook Lake. Cooper takes the inbound pass back to Adams. Smith wants it near midcourt. He's got it, so they'll break the pressure. Stewart coming to chase down behind. Smith got into the lane, and the pass out into the corner knocked away, and in the ensuing scramble for the basketball, Vandercook Lake touched it last, and Columbia Central will take possession.
Again, another nice hustle play by number two, Ethan Stewart, who came all the way back to get his hand on that pass. Columbia's ball movement is just a little bit crisper here in the third quarter.
Go down to Light, where he's triple-teamed. Patience, he waits it out. Light makes a couple dribble moves into the lane, goes up with a reverse layup and gets bumped, makes the shot, and he'll have a chance at the three-point play. It feels like when Light gets the ball down low, he's gonna get a foul. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to make the shot.
Yeah, he's awfully strong. He uses his body well, his pivot foot well, and got right to the hoop and finished it.
3:17 to go third quarter, 44-30. That 14-point lead, biggest of the game here. Rebounded, and Columbia Central has a second chance at it. Vandercook chased it down, and Ethan Stoddard goes to the floor, takes the bump, and that's the first foul against Columbia here.
It only took almost, 21 minutes before the first foul against Columbia. I would not be happy if I were coaching and that were happening against me.
Stoddard outside, goes to the top. Cooper jab steps, gets into the lane, into the air, hangs a little bit. And there's another foul. So two of them here in the really piling up now for the Golden Eagles.
20 seconds, two fouls. Gavin Cooper will go to the line. He'll shoot two.
Got a good-looking shot. Sam Light committing the harm on that one. His first foul, 16 seconds. Cooper puts that one up a little strong off the heel.
So maybe if you're Vandercook here at this point, they've kind of figured out your 1-3-1. Maybe you got to switch something different. Maybe go back to man a couple possessions. Just get them, again, uncomfortable a little bit if you can.
Cooper's second free throw short. Jeff Adams rebounds. Out to Stoddard, Easton for three. No. Long rebound tapped by Cooper, but pulled in by Light. And he'll drop it off to Stewart. It triggers the offense up the floor for Columbia. The corner, and there's a three-point look off the rim. Chase down the rebound. Aiden Adams rebounds the missed shot. That was off the hand of Ethan Emerson. Emerson left wing into the corner for Aiden Adams. Now down low for Shea. Back in against Fromm and apparently traveled. Made a pass fake there and maybe just shuffled his foot
maybe
a little bit. We're all the way down here.
He's closer than us, right?
Same official. That's the travel official tonight. And a steal and Shea had a chance for a fast-breaking Ethan Stewart and threw it out beyond his arm. Shea just happened to be playing right in the middle of the passing lane, and those long arms went up and snatched that one. but the pass went errant, and Vander Cook will get it back, trailing by 14 now with 2:22 to go in the third quarter.
I like what Columbia has done here. They've gone to a little full court press, so just kind of changing the tempo again here.
Vander Cook working against the pressure. Jeff Adams slips a couple defenders. We get a reach in against Columbia Central.
It has added to their foul total, however, but they got one steal and they've got a couple misses off of it, so, you know, it's working so far. Your press doesn't always have to get steals, but it can just change up. You can get a miss shot, you can get a quick shot, early shot. As long as you get the defensive rebound, it's done its job.
Esther Ballack coming back on the floor for the Eagles to replace Ethan Stewart. Stoddard to inbound. Goes to the backcourt. That is Jabari Banford. Banford calling out a play near midcourt where he's being pressured that whole way. Green. Left wing. Now he'll look to drive. Gets into the lane. Sidesteps the defender. Goal jump hook. Flips it over the rim. That'll end a little bit of a scoring drought for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, that was a big play by Jabari. Try to get him off the scoreless drought here.
There's an open look in the corner for Hilliard. He's able to knock that one down. So the three-point shooting comes back for a moment here for Columbia Central after they've missed their last few.
That's five made threes in the quarter for Columbia.
There's another made three for Andrew Fromm. Got an open look at it, knocked it down. 47-35, keeping that lead at 12. With a minute 23, I think you'd like to get us a single digits if you can here for Vander Cook. Keep it in reach for the fourth quarter, and they are looking to get a steal. Ballack drives, passes back out. Emerson drives, and he's going to get bumped. That could be Stoddard, could be Banford. They both seem to make contact.
And yeah, look, the Jayhawks had a trap right here in front of us, and sometimes you start reaching a little bit too much. You either pick up a foul or you give them a little passing lane, and that's what happened there.
47-35, inbound from the baseline. Aiden Adams passes in, steps in, and shoots a three from the corner. Missed. Chases down his own rebound. Jeff Adams right there to knock it loose, and Banford comes up with the loose ball. Taking it up the floor, chased down from behind. Ballack trying to get a steal. Banford clears it out to Adams. Left wing for Cooper. Deep triple off the front rim and rebounded by Cameron Adams. Ballack up the floor quickly, and we get Hilliard in the corner. And Banford's defense gets down and sets up. They go into Cameron Adams on a cut. Passes out of there to Aiden. And there's a drive and a double clutch layup by Emerson. And Ethan Emerson's fouled, and he'll go to the line for a couple of free throws here.
Emerson a little out of control on that play, but got bailed out by Jeff Adams, looks like, on the foul.
Something about that play got Coach Bradley a little fired up here on the bench, but I like to see that fire.
I think you want him to step in and take a charge instead of try to block the shot.
Emerson misses that one off the back rim. 47-35 our score. We got just 36.4 to play here in the third quarter of a game that's gone pretty quickly. As we mentioned early on, a lack of foul call has really helped keep the pace of the game up. And there's two missed free throws for Emerson, rebounded by Cooper. Banford up the floor for Vander Cook, dribbling. And as Emerson chases it down and slap it away from behind, goes all the way out of bounds, nearly goes off these doors at the end of the gymnasium.
Another nice hustle play by Emerson. He's a young man who looks like he's gotten into the weight room here at Columbia Central as well.
Yes, taking advantage of the Columbia Fitness Center out here.
Yes, sir.
Banford working against Emerson. Emerson playing pressure up there on Banford. And gets a knockaway. Chases it down. Keeps it loose. And it will... No, saved by... Come down, chased down, and saved by Stoddard. Back up the floor, though. Banford, Brown will take a dribble inside the three-point arc. Puts up a good rhythm shot, missed it, but he does, and Columbia rebounds. Come back the other way, and there's a shot goes up. Partially blocked Aiden Adams on the layup, but at the end of three, it's a 12-point game. Columbia Central's been able to keep it out in front. With 8 minutes to play, let's take a one-minute break and come back with the final eight here on WKHF. Steve Boyle, Paul Varner, 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to get into fourth-quarter action here at Vander Cook Lake with a basketball.
See if the Jayhawks can get this to 10 or less here.
There's a drive by
Demarion Smith,
and he loses control there. And Columbia Central gets back-to-back. Columbia Central's got a couple really nice-looking young players. You got Ashton Ballack here, who's a junior, and we've been mentioning Ethan Stewart, who's a sophomore. And there's a drive by Emerson again. You mentioned Emerson's I wouldn't want to stand up in front of him. He looks like, I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl. I'm sure you did, but he looks like that Jason Momoa commercial before he took off the muscles.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what position he played in football, but he looked like a football player to me. That jersey's pretty tight on the front of his chest. We'll just put it that way.
And steal the inbound. Vayner Cook Lake on the break. Demarion Smith puts a couple defenders in. Educated hands there by Ashton Ballack knocks it out of bounds and will actually get the possession back to Columbia Central. Calling that off of Marion Smith's leg. Inbound goes to Emerson. He dribbles between two defenders. Smith comes up with a steal. Tries to scoop it to Adams. He does get it. Stoddard now out at the top. And they'll get it to Smith to set up a play here. 47-35, 12-point deficit for Vandercook. And Smith dribbles off of Hilliard's foot. Coach Bradley has a legit complaint that might have been a kick ball.
Yeah, again, the turnovers are hurting Jayhawks here right now as well.
Yeah, Ballack working outside the arc for Columbia. Swings it to Adams. Aiden will drive it. Gets in the air. Cooper going for the block, and he'll commit the foul. 47-35, 6:43 to go here. Fourth quarter. Immediately following the game, we'll join University of Michigan basketball, already in progress. Should get most of the second half of that one against Ohio State.
The Wolverines need every game they can get here right now, and especially the ones at home.
And matter of fact, here at 8 o'clock on ESPN 101.9 FM, the Michigan State Spartans will be tipping off, too.
That could be a good one against Penn State. That's a pretty good little Penn State team.
And a missed free throw from Aiden Adams. 47-35, our score, 12 points. Different. Mario Smith working against Ashton Ballack. And Columbia playing man-to-man right now. Smith starting to play out. Loses the handle a little bit. Gets it away to Fromm. Fromm will dribble to the elbow. Crossover into the middle lane just a little bit. Pull-up jumper misses. Jeff Smith with the rebound. Keeps the possession for the Jayhawks. Good hands by Cameron Adams to knock it away. Ballack recovers the loose ball. And now Stewart will drive. Gets deep, passes back out. And I think he had a reach in against the Jayhawks. I think the first time we've seen Stewart and Ballack on the floor together tonight.
Yeah, Ballack, he's got quick hands. He's got his hands on a lot of passes. Just as the Jayhawks think they got an open look or an open passing lane, he's been able to get his hand on a pass.
You don't want to be too casual with your dribble around Ashton Ballack. He's going to get a knockaway and maybe just a steal. 6:03 to go. Ethan Stewart at the free throw line, and he gets that one to rattle in.
Front end of the 1-on-1, he'll get the bonus. Our hot shooting from the third quarter seems to have cooled off just a bit.
There's another free throw make. For Stewart, 49-35 lead with 6:03 to go. And I mentioned from the pregame that Columbia had only broken the 50-point plateau four times this year, and looks like they might make it five tonight. There's a long rebound picked up by Stewart, gets up the floor to Aiden Adams. Vandercook gets back, so no fast break. Stewart still putting pressure on the defense. Loses the dribble, gets it. Nice pass off to Cameron Adams, and a good finish by the sophomore.
Again, a nice play there by Stewart, who penetrated the lane and nearly lost the ball, but is able to find Adams for the layup.
This drive by Demarion Smith gets it down to C.J. Adams. And a travel. I guess he went down to his knee, and they can't stand back up when you go down low. So 5:21 to go. It's 51-35 Columbia Central.
That was another case where they thought they had an open look, and Columbia Central hand tipped that ball and made it a tough catch for C.J. Adams.
Jeff Adams has quick hands, too, nearly gets the steal on the full court pressure here for the Jayhawks.
The Jayhawks still have not scored here in the quarter.
And the pressure here looking to net a steal, but Ethan Stewart able to get it out of there. Dribbles up to break the press. We'll get a timeout from that Columbia Central bench. 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast with 5:09 to go, 51-35 on WKHM and WKHM.com. Steve Boyle, Paul Varner here at Columbia Central High School. 5:09 left to play in this one. And I got an out-of-town score update. Michigan Center now leading 40-33 at Grass Lake late in the third. Cardinal girls pulling ahead after trailing by 8 points after one.
Both those teams have been tested this season with really good schedules.
Shea gets an open look for three, missed it, rebounded by Adams. Had to go up strong against that rebound. Jayhawks looking to get something going here offensively in the fourth quarter. Smith getting a screen from Jeff Adams. Pulls up from the elbow, and that one rattles out. And long rebound tapped and grabbed by Aiden Adams. And Ballack trying to force it into Shea on the break, and it's stolen. Now Jeff Adams on the break. Has it knocked away from, will get the loose ball. Sets it up at the top for C.J. Adams, and Smith will come out to grab it. Smith calling for a screen. Jeff Adams comes out to set it again. Smith goes around. Adams sets it up at the top. Comes to Fromm. Deep triple for Andrew Fromm, and he missed it. And I know he's feeling a little too long of a gap between three-point looks for him, and he wanted to try, you know, he made his last two.
You know, that's just a long shot. It's just a tough one, you know. Hard to make shots from that deep.
They're going to call a backcourt violation on that one. I don't know. It looks like he still had a toe on the line, and my understanding is the rules, you got to establish your both feet and the ball over right. That entirely before they can make that call.
Right. The Jayhawks will take it. They need a bucket here in the worst way.
Yeah, they'll take a turnover bucket, whatever they can get at this point. 51-35, they trail and starting to run out of time. There's a three-pointer for Stoddard is a miss. Adams, again, effort trying to keep the play alive. But they'll say he knocked it out of bounds, and it'll be Columbia Central ball. Vandercook Lake sets the full-court pressure, trailing 51-35. Aiden Adams gets into the Shea. Comes across to Ethan Stewart for Columbia. Now Aiden Adams in the center. Stewart will break the press. And now looks to attack the basket, gets in deep, pump fake, passes back out, Shea high post, Stewart in the corner. He'll drive baseline. A little too deep, and Fromm with the steal. Vandercook with numbers. There's Adams ahead of everyone. Jeff takes it all the way to the rack, and big roll is good. Jayhawks get on the scoreboard.
And there's a layup. A lot of three-point attempts here, and they finally got themselves a layup.
And working against the press the other way. Sam Like able to beat the pressure and get all the way to the bucket for a layup himself, so Columbia maintains their advantage with 3:11 to go fourth quarter.
They're going to need some stops. Vandercook's going to need some scores and some stops here if they want a good chance here in the last 3 minutes.
There's a steal. Hilliard just hanging out with his hand out, and Smith gives it up. Stewart down the floor at a nice feed to Aiden Adams running the floor with Stewart. Another layup here for the Golden Eagles.
Beautifully executed fast break. Drew the defense, bounce pass, right to the layup.
DeMarion Smith calling out the play, getting another screen from Adams at the top of the key, dribbles to the left side, goes past the defender all the way to the bucket and the finger roll, and it just couldn't get it to fall down. 2.5 left here, 55-37. They can push it out to 20. Stewart goes to Shea, working outside near the three-point arc. Aiden Adams outside of the arc. Dribble to the left side. Working against Fromm. Man-to-man defense here for the Jayhawks. Drive Stewart. Too deep. Passes out. Adams has it. Fromm goes for the steal. Adams will penetrate now. Stops at the free throw line. Left it short. Rebounded by Jeff Adams. Fromm out on the break. Spins away from a defender. Loses the ball momentarily. Fromm gets it back. Now goes out to Smith. And Smith and Fromm. Steal attempt. And you get a foul call there. I think Fromm was actually trying to get a foul a little bit earlier at the possession, and they didn't call it.
It looks like they're going to call him. That one referee had him out of bounds, and the trail referee had to foul on Fromm. Fromm definitely showing some frustration there, and Coach Bradley does a wise thing and gets him out of the game.
Minute 53 left in this one. 55-37 is the Columbia Central lead. Stewart at the free throw line setting up. And we've got a couple of different Jayhawks. Well, four Jayhawks down there to rebound, and Columbia Central sending a couple guys back with under 2 minutes in that 18-point lead. They push out to 20. Stewart, I think, 4-for-4 from the line tonight. And he hits that one as well. I don't know about his free throw percentage, but I remember Troy Stewart, a good shooter in high school.
He's got a nice stroke.
And both of those hit nothing but the bottom. And it's 57-37, under 2 minutes. Smith into the corner for Adams, grabbing baseline, gets into the air. Shea trying to come through and block that shot. Got a little too much arm, and that'll send Adams to the free throw line.
C.J. Adams with a nice pump fake drive along the baseline. Took it strong to the hole, and quite often when you use your body and shield the ball, you'll get the foul call.
Minute 46 left. 57-37. And Adams at the line, and he hit.
It's just 3 points for the Jayhawks here in the third quarter, or the fourth quarter, I'm sorry, and that's the reason why the game's gotten away from them.
And a lot of that credit due to Columbia Central's defense. They went on to a little bit of full court pressure, and that's really netted them quite a few steals, and of course, they're cooking us some turnovers they didn't want to commit either. Throwing some errant passes. And now on the rebound, we're getting a little chippiness. It's a minute 42, and the officials come in quickly.
Nice job by the official to get in there, step in, make sure nothing happens. Jeff Adams, who plays extremely hard and never slows down. And I think the frustrations of not only the season but this game for sure is starting to kind of set in.
And here's an update from Grass Lake, Michigan Center. After three quarters, lead 47-37 on the road.
It'll be a good fun fourth quarter there for the fans at Grass Lake,
and for GOC broadcasting that one on 95.9 the Power Cow. Yeah, we got a minute 40 here, so if you tune in to hear one of your Jayhawk or some of your Central players, there's Demarion Smith breaking the pressure solo and taking it to the rack and finishing 57-40. Minute 24 now, 57-40 lead for Columbia, and they break the pressure. There's a drive and a dish back out. A couple other new players into the game here. Luke McDormand, one of those sophomores they called up from the junior varsity, and Cole Strasser in the game now with Emerson and Blake Kopak.
They'll look to run a little clock and also try to get a good shot here.
Under a minute now with 57-40 lead and a timeout from the Columbia Central bench. Let's take 30 seconds more from our broadcast. We'll come up and wrap up the game here next. 57-40 lead for Columbia Central on WKHM. Boyle, Paul Varner here, Columbia Central High School, and with 50.9 left on the clock, Columbia should be able to coast to their fourth victory of the season. I don't think there's a 17-point play in Coach Bradley's bag here with less than a minute to go. But nope. The effort was there nonstop for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, both teams have played real hard here tonight. Sometimes the ball just does not go your way.
Columbia definitely came out and shot the basketball tremendously in the second half. There's a turnover on the floor. That'll be credited to Luke McDormand. Smith bringing it up the floor for the Jayhawks. Crossover drive into the lane, all the way to the bucket, gets in the air, scoops it, scores it, and draws a foul.
Again, that kind of shows some of the explosiveness that we talked about early in the game with Demarion. Got all the way to the rack, finished with the scoop, and got the harm. We'll go try to complete the three-point play.
Made it look good, too. Made it look smooth. Got in the air and kind of hung there for a moment. Finished his soft touch. Makes the free throw, too. Columbia taking the inbound. full court pressure here by the Jayhawks. And there's a turnover. No, out of bounds, last touch on Vandercook Lake. Jabari Banford chased it out of bounds there.
30 seconds left here in the game.
Inbound goes to midcourt. There's a steal, Gavin Cooper, and he'll drive to the rack. Left it short. Rebound follow for C.J. Adams is good. Still playing hard. There's a knock away by Smith. That'll go out of bounds, but it'll stay Columbia Central basketball. Also into the game now for the Golden Eagles. Ty Don wins.
Or an exchange shooting, I'm guessing.
Yeah, steal by the Jayhawks, and Cooper needed one dribble to get to the basket, but he didn't use it, and he took three steps. The layup's good, but he smiles.
He knew it.
Jayhawks pressure, getting some turnovers here, but still 13 seconds left, 57-45. And there's a, as they chase him down the sideline, stepped out of bounds, looking to foul. 12-point game with 10 seconds.
Number three, Luke McDormand will go to the line. He'll try to get into the scorebook here tonight. Coach Bradley still coaching over here on the sideline.
First free throw for McDormand comes off the rim.
Again, that process, you know, you kind of got to learn from the losses and learn. That's what high school sports is all about. The lessons learned. Becoming a boy to a young man.
Second free throw for McDormand misses. Rebounded Cooper. Gets it out to Smith. Smith bringing it in and aggressively going to the bucket. Off the glass, and he got it to go. Tough angle. Getting a little bit of a highlight reel here down the stretch for Demarion Smith. 2.9. He cuts the lead to 10. Can make it single digits. So in the scorebook, if you see this one at WKHM.com, it's not going to look. It's going to look a lot closer than it really was, I think. Smith missed the free throw, gets his own rebound, and puts it back up. Missed that shot, too. And Adams rebounds as the buzzer sounds. And the final, 57-47. Columbia Central gets to 4-8 on the season. And Vandercook Lake falls to 3-8. Let's take a two-minute break here on the post game, and we will come back to wrap things up and look at the numbers, and then take you out to Chrysler Center for the University of Michigan and Ohio State. Two-minute break. Final score, 57-47 on WKHM and WKHM.com. Steve Boyle, Paul Varner here on the post game. Columbia Central getting the home court win here, 57-47 over the visiting Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Paul, how did the scoring happen?
Well, for the visiting Jayhawks, it breaks down with Easton Stoddard with 5 points. Gavin Cooper chipped in 4. Jabari Banford had a bucket for 2 points. Demarion Smith, 12 points, leading scorer for the Jayhawks tonight, with 7 of those coming in the, 10 of those coming in the second half. 8 points for C.J. Adams, 8 points for Andrew Frome, and 8 points for Jeff Adams.
And for the home court team.
And for the Eagles, Aston Ballack chipped in with 2 points. Aiden Adams had 8. Cameron Adams had 7. Sam Lake with 10. Nico Hilliard with 5. Caleb Shea with a strong game with 11 points. And the leading scorer for the Columbia Central Eagles and the leading scorer for the game was Ethan Stewart with 15 big points.
Yeah, Caleb Shea had a nice game on the glass, especially on the offensive end. He got those guys a good handful of extra possessions. That was big play early, but I think our player of the game tonight has to be Ethan Stewart. He got hot from beyond the arc. Right in that third quarter when his team made the run, he had a couple of triples. But he was in there the entire time playing solid defense and really, like we said in the pregame, kind of controlling what the Eagles did on offense.
Yeah, he was a key player for them tonight and handles the ball a lot, kind of led the defense with the pressure on the point guards for Vandercook, and then chipped in with scoring and had a nice game, was 5 for 5 from the foul line, which you love from your point guard, especially when games are going to be close down the stretch. And he just played a very good all-around game tonight.
Yeah. Our player of the game tonight, Ethan Stewart. as Columbia Central gets the 57-47 win. As I mentioned, the Eagles are 4-8 now on the year. They play Friday on the road at Onsted, who is going. That's gonna be a tough game. They're 6-1 in the league, 8-3 overall. So that's a good. That's a good Onsted team. Columbia will have their hands full. Vandercook, meanwhile, 3-8 now on the year. They have a conference duel at home on Friday night against the Michigan Center Cardinals, who are 5-5 on the year, but playing better recently, and I think that's going to be, again, a tough matchup for the Jayhawks on the road, or excuse me, at home against the Cardinals.
That's the pink and purple game at Vandercook Lake,
yep,
with three games and all the proceeds going to cancer funds.
Yeah, classic game over there that they do annually, and draws a big crowd over there.
And Barb Blair does a great job with that, and with help of Amanda Curtis, so we're real proud of what they do with that.
Yeah, very good crew over there at Vandercook Lake High School. We're next in action. Well, tomorrow night we've got a doubleheader out at Jackson High School, and that's a pink out event raising money for some, what did I say, Jackson High School? Jackson College.
Right.
Jackson College. I make that mistake during the broadcast, too, so if you want to tune in and hear me flub a couple times and accidentally start to say Vikings instead of Jets, that'll happen tomorrow night. But they have their pink out game raising money for breast cancer awareness, and they'd love to have a few extra people in the stands out there at the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse at Jackson College. So the men will open up the broadcast at 5:30, and the women will be the finale tomorrow night at Jackson College, and hear both games here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. And then our next high school game is Monday night, heading over to Hanover Horton, Ypsilanti Arbor Prep in town against the Comets. So they'll see if they can bring a team from out of town to come in and try and challenge them over there at Hanover Horton High School. It's a tough matchup for anybody with those Comets.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about Ypsi Arbor Prep yet. I know their girls team's always one of the tops in the state. But I'm sure I know Hanover's tried to schedule some tougher non-conference games, and yep, I think it should provide them a good challenge.
So that one will be, again, on Monday. So college basketball tomorrow and high school basketball on Monday here on WKHM. And actually, college basketball right now, we'll send you out to Chrysler Center for the Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeyes. For Mike Reed back in the studio and Paul Varner, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Jackson College.
Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, Jackson Public Schools, Al Rowe Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Columbia School District, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Catholic Schools, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, Remax Mid Michigan, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, OmniSource, the Craft Agency, and Jamie Gray's Meridian Wealth Management.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.